People in the Know, the in-depth current affairs show with insights on the news that shapes China and the world. People in the Know helps you to know the world better.
你好, you are listening to People in the Know, presenting you with insights into the headline news in China and around the world. I'm Zhen Cheng Guan in Beijing. Today we're discussing the possible brain drain from China. For more insights, Zhou Jingnan spoke to Ruben van de Boer, senior consultant of RMG Selection, an international business consulting company.
So, Ruben, based on your own experience or data available to you, are we seeing more or less Chinese students who finish studies abroad returning to China to look for jobs?
If we talk about data, we got some data from the government from 2012 and 2013, and it clearly says that across 80% of the students going overseas, they come back within the first and the third year, fourth year of graduation. So it's not that there's like a big drain coming out of China of people keep staying in China after studies. Mm. Also because for a lot of Chinese students, it will not be easy to find a job or find an internship abroad. That's also the fact, yeah.
So you're saying that there's not that big of a worry, actually?
There could be a worry, but if it's really only the question if they come back, they will. Mm. It's more the question how to make sure these people who are coming back, who are used to a different educational system than in China. I think also a lot of Chinese students going abroad now for their bachelor studies instead of their master studies. Mm. So they're not used to the Chinese educational system. So they are educated differently than the Chinese students, I would say. So I think the big question would be how to make sure that they can reintegrate, if you can say it like this, into the Chinese job market, and that they compete in the right way with, I would say, the students who stay in China. I think that will be the bigger question. Yes.
Sure, sure. So speaking of the Chinese job market, do you think the students with overseas study experience actually perform better or worse, or does it differ from person to person?
You mean if they come back to China,
right?
Right, right. It differs from person to person. I mean, also it differs what they actually did abroad, where they're really mingling with like local people, international people, or staying in their apartment with fellow Chinese students. It depends on the personality, on the degree. Also, it depends on whether they do a bachelor degree abroad or a master's degree. For example, I got a good friend, and he is involved in education between China and the UK. And he is saying that for a lot of companies in China, international company, local companies, it would be better if a Chinese student has a Chinese bachelor's degree and overseas master's degree. So he's used to both the Chinese system and the international system. So it depends on a lot of degrees. But my point as a recruiter is that you would have to find different jobs for different people and put the right people in the right position.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of jobs are mostly favored by students returning from overseas studies?
It's probably, first of all, probably a job in an international company. Maybe also so a bigger company with a big name, like Fortune 500. From my personal experience, I studied abroad, and I came back, and I knew that I want to go abroad again in the near future. So I think for a lot of Chinese students going abroad, coming back to China, they're also looking for a company or a job that gives them the prospect to go abroad for training or, you know, even full-time work, or conferences abroad, you know, to keep in this international vibe. I think that's most important. It's also about long-term development. And also, I think, a job for them to get back into the China market quickly. They don't have, like a big network, like Chinese students, I would say, because they haven't been in the Chinese society for 4 or 5 years. So they're probably also looking for a job, or at least that would I suggest, that, you know, gives them the opportunity to network, to connect with, you know, the Chinese economy quite quickly, because mm-hmm. that is something they're lacking.
Mm-hmm. Well, although you mentioned just now that people's performance at job actually differs from person to person, but do you think there's anything that overseas education actually helped them in terms of helping them become a better employer? Is there anything like that?
Again, it differs from person to person, of course. What did you do abroad? But yes, I mean, maybe not from my personal experience as a recruiter. Maybe not when you come back directly, because I think when you come back, the first thing is that you have maybe a disadvantage over Chinese students in certain jobs. But certainly when people have like 5, 6 to 10 years experience, a lot of my clients, foreign clients, they really like somebody who studied abroad or worked abroad, because it gives them more a dynamic, right? They mm-hmm. know that if they hire those people, they can adjust quickly to the international culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can kind of understand better what's happening in the headquarters in Europe or the U.S. because they have been there, right? So mm-hmm. I think not directly when they come back in the first 1 to 3 years, but certainly after 5 to 10 years, when they have the experience, the exposure, when they can develop themselves faster. They have a big advantage for a lot of international companies, especially international companies quite new or developing in China, because then you got kind of the best of both worlds perspective. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the interview, you mentioned that according to data from the government department, there mm-hmm. are 80% of the students who return to China after finishing their studies overseas. Mm-hmm. But that also means there are around 20% of them who stayed abroad. So for those people who don't want to return to China, what is it about working overseas that attracts them the most?
Well, I would say most people who stay there, first of all, it's not easy to get a job or internship abroad after studies, because a lot of countries, they give you limited time or no time. But of course, if you did well during your studies, if you network well, and if you did an internship in a big company, and they offer you a job afterwards, first of all, it can be the pay, right? It can be the chance to get overseas work experience.
Mm.
And it also depends person to person. I mean, if you're abroad, you have no family there. If you can live with that, it will be perfect, right? Or you build your own friends and family there. And then you can, you know, develop your life there. So it's probably most if they get a good job opportunity in a good company or they get the international work experience. I also think a lot of Chinese students getting a job afterwards, they will kind of, you know, combine China with Europe. That's their strength, right? So they still can keep in contact with China. And also from my experience, I know that a lot of these Chinese workers get, you know, the chance to set up a Chinese branch or a Chinese company after a few years, right? So mm-hmm. they still have this perspective to go back to China and stay in the same company. So they stay, but I don't think they stay with a perspective, oh, I kind of integrate, I kind of stay in this country for all my life.
Mm-hmm. And then for those students who did return to China, mm-hmm. what drove them back to the country?
Well, first thing I would say is family, of course. It could also be that they cannot find a good job in their country of study.
So is it actually yeah. easier for them to find job here in China?
Well, the reality is it's never easy to find a job as a student.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. But certainly, like in China, it will be easier because the regulations are there to find a job. Well, I know, for example, in the U.S., people get at most 1 year as a foreign student to find a job in the U.S. after studies. So it's time limit, you have a lot of visa problems, integration problems, high expectations. So for sure, I mean, on a legal side, I would say it's easy to find a job in your home country. Yeah.
Sure. So In your opinion, what can employers do to attract more quality students back to China or to make it easier for the newly graduates to face the job market?
Mm-hmm. Well, my personal opinion is that they should not create extra jobs, but they should understand that students who study locally in universities and students who study abroad, they have different strengths and weaknesses. So they should be aware of that, that they don't let maybe those students compete too much, but they get like jobs they fit in best, right? For example, maybe students who study locally have a better network, but students who studied abroad, they have a more international perspective and maybe an international network. It's also about the future development. It's about immigration priorities, policies. But it's basically fitting the right top on the right basket, basically. So what I can do, I don't know, but I should understand that these people, or like this student, they have a different educational background, and for that they will have different strengths and weaknesses to a company. And that will also be beneficial for a company, plus those graduates will feel like more suitable and will develop faster in the company. That's what I would say, yes.
Right. In a word, hire employees according to their merits instead of according to their education background.
Flexible, indeed. You're right. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you very much, Ruben.
No worries.
That was Ruben Vandenboer, Senior Consultant of RMG Selection, an international business consulting company.
The key to putting a plug on the Chinese talent pool is guiding people toward jobs that suit them the best. After all, a job is only appealing when it is fulfilling. That's it for this edition of People in the Know. Questions or comments for us can be sent to pik@cri.com.cn. I'm Chen Chengguan, and on behalf of program reporters Zheng Liang, Zhou Jingnan, and Ding Hem, thanks for listening and make sure to tune in at the same time tomorrow.